This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The head of Colorado's largest supermarket chain has resigned. Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen stepped down this week after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. Kroger owns nearly 150 King Supers and City Market stores across Colorado. Earlier this year, thousands of King Supers employees went on strike along the Front Range, calling on the company to address staffing shortages and other grievances. That strike is on hold until April. The passenger train between Denver and Fort Collins is now being fast-tracked by the state. Officials hope to open the line in 2029. CPR transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says the train will run three times a day with multiple stops in towns like Boulder, Longmont, Louisville, and more.
A lot of these stations are going to be in old downtown areas that were originally built around trains like 100-plus years ago. Right now, you get off the train in any of those places, and you can walk to a lot of stuff and don't have to worry about parking if you take the train.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Officials hope the full train line will run from Cheyenne to New Mexico. Three of Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are bringing laid-off Forest Service workers to President Trump's speech tonight to highlight the impacts his administration's mass firings are having in Colorado. Additionally, Democratic Representative Brittany Patterson, who is home on maternity leave, gave her guest slot to the mayor of Lakewood, which is home to the massive Federal Center compound. On the Republican side, Representative Gabe Evans is bringing a woman whose daughter died of fentanyl poisoning, and Representative Jeff Crank's guest is an immigrant who rose to high positions in the first Trump administration. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.